We were trying to figure out what happened to Shevet Dan. All the other Shvatim were taken into Galus, whether it was three times or four times. But if you open up any of the Mefarshim and any of the Psukim, there's no one that discusses the Galus of Shevet Dan. So there was a big Chakira amongst the Mefarshim, and all of a sudden, in the time of the Gaonim, a man appeared to Klal Yisrael. This man introduced himself as Eldad from the tribe of Dan. And he comes along and he speaks only Lashon Kodesh. Now we know that Yidden, they went to Bavel for 70 years after the Churban, and they came back. And it's obvious, and always happens, that when you go to a country, you sort of adapt certain words, right? It becomes a part of the language, etc. He spoke a Lashon Kodesh that was only in the time of Bayis Rishon. In other words, the real, pure Lashon Kodesh, the way they were spoken. Yidden left Mitzrayim, they went to Eretz Yisrael, and they only had pre-Bavel Lashon Kodesh. And everyone is shocked. Who is this guy that speaks a fluent Lashon Kodesh? Nothing else. And he starts describing a story. Gotta hear this guy's story. He says that he decided he's from Shevet Dan. And he decided he's going to explore the whole world. And he took someone from Shevet Asher, and they went on a boat. On the boat, there was a big storm, and the whole boat capsized, fell apart, and they both hung on to a, you know, wooden beam, and they made it to dry land. When they made it to dry land, they were captured by a bunch of goyim, but not regular goyim. These were people-eating goyim, cannibals. And they decided that they're going to roast these two people. The only thing was that Eldad says he was very skinny and his friend was very fat. So they roasted his friend first. And by the time they wanted to fatten him up, but he wouldn't eat anything that they served him, and they got very upset at him. And by the time they were going to kill him anyways, this people that captured them were attacked by fire people, people that worshipped fire. Basically, this guy spins a whole story. How he went here and he went there. And most people started like rolling their eyes at this guy. Like, who is this person with this amazing tales to say? But all of a sudden he starts discussing Torah Shebichsav. He starts discussing the lifestyle of the Yidden. And it starts fitting with a lot, the history, and it starts fitting with a lot of what the Masoid of Klal Yisrael had. And there became a huge debate amongst the Gaonim of the time, the Tzemach Gaon, other Gaonim. Is this guy legitimate? Or did this guy lose his mind? Is this guy the ultimate imposter? Or is this person real? A big debate, a lot of big tzaddikim on either side. And he says over the history of Shevet Dan that he heard from his father and his father and his father. They obviously don't have Purim, Hanukkah, because they were all in Golos before Bayis Sheni. So they have never heard of, you know, all the Mishnah, Gemara, Hanukkah, Purim. He had no idea. And he actually quotes, and he has a whole written books about the halachos of the Yidden and Eiv in the Seres HaShvatim. Now, while many people laughed at it, some of the Rishonim actually quote it. If you open up a Gemara Chulin, the Gemara Chulin discusses the dinim of Shechita. And right at the beginning of the Gemara Chulin, there's a Toisvis. And Toisvis is discussing the halachos of Shechita at the beginning of the Gemara Chulin. And all of a sudden, Tosfos quotes the halachos of Eretz Yisrael, or behilchos Eretz Yisrael. And the Mefarshim want to know which hilchos Eretz Yisrael is Tosfos referring to. And the hilchos of Eretz Yisrael are the halachos of Eldad Hadoni. So he claims the story as follows, that Don, the moment the Aseres HaShvatim split, and the Yidden, the Shevet Don, were big warriors. There always were. They realized, Epes Klepnish, things are not going good. Yerovam, Avodah Zarah, Milchamas between Yidden. They realized this is not going to end up very good. So they pretty much picked themselves up and left Eretz Yisrael. Mamesh, at the beginning of time, right when the whole split happened, a little bit after that, they realized things weren't good. They picked themselves up and they moved out of Eretz Yisrael. And he describes what happened. He says they went through Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim came out and they thought they were going to attack them. But no, they didn't attack them. And he says that they finally ended up in the land of Cush. Now, there's a big debate in the Achronim, which Cush is he talking about? According to most Pirushim, Cush is Ethiopia. That's where the story of the Ethiopian Jews, right? They say that they're from the Aseres HaShvatim. According to Eldad Hadoni, he lands in the country of Cush. But there are other Mefarshim that explain Bechlal that Cush from that time also refers to India. You know, we refer to India as Hoidu, but if you look in different psukim in Tanakh and the Targum Yoinasin ben Uziel and other Rashi, etc., you will see different psukim that refer to Cush as India, which that is the accepted, you know, depends where you look. The accepted opinion is pretty much that it was off somewhere in India. But anyways, he describes that he ends up in Cush. And once they got to Cush, the natives of Cush decided to fight with them, to kill them. But they were much stronger. This is Shevet Dan, the warriors of Klal Yisrael. And not only were they not vanquished by the Goyim, they conquered the Goyim. And many of the Goyim became their slaves. And they became very, very wealthy, Shevet Dan. And he says that that's why when the Yidin, other Shvatim, eventually were displaced, some of them made it to where they were living. Four Shvatim made it to Cush land, where Shevet Dan is. Now, this Cush, he says, is near the famous river Sambatyon, which we're going to talk about in the coming Shiurim, a little bit about the Sambatyon. In his story, he actually describes another group of people called the Bnei Moshe. We know that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, let me kill Klal Yisrael by the Chet HaEgel, and I'm going to make you a great people, right? He tells Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe says, no way, destroy me, Klal Yisrael, never, Micheni na Misifrecha. But the bracha of the Eibishter was Mekuyim, and Moshe's descendants became almost like a Shevet Bifnei Atzmam. And he says they were all holy people. And when it came time for the Yidden to go into Golos, the Bnei Moshe, they were Leviim, because Moshe was Shevet Levi. And they were the ones that said the famous pasuk, Eich Noshir Shir Hashem al Admas Nechor. How is it possible that we are able to sing on Admas Nechor, right? So what happened was they decided they're going to cut their fingers. This way their fingers are not going to be able to play instruments. And he describes that a big cloud came and took all the Bnei Moshe, them, their wives, and their children, and the Eibishter transported them over the Sambatyon. He describes that they mamish live right over the river. And they have a whole pigeon system of sending messages. You know, that was the old message system you send with the pigeons across the river. He describes a whole lifestyle of the Aseres HaShvatim and the Bnei Moshe and who their leaders were. And this created such a shturim in Klal Yisrael. Is it true? Are the Yidden really there? Where are they? Can't believe it. And this went back and forth. Obviously, some said yes and some said no. But this is the story that Eldad Adoni says. The problem with the story is that there are other midrashim, and the midrashim point out that it says that Yerovam ben Nevat set up his one of his places of Avodah Zarah was by Don. Now, if Don really packed out and left so early, this wouldn't have been a place where he would have set up shop. In addition, basically, they agree with part of the story of Eldad Adoni. They say it's true, Shev and Don left by themselves. But they left more towards the end of the story. In other words, once some of the Shvatim were being kicked out, so instead of, you know, people that before they get fired, they quit. So instead of being exiled by the Ashur, Melech Ashur, they left on their own free will. But they're considered part of the Aseres HaShvatim Shegolu because they didn't leave really on their own free will. They left because the rest of Klal Yisrael was going into Golos. So it comes out really that 9 of the Shvatim were sent into Golos by the kings themselves, like slaves. They were displaced persons. And one of the Shvatim, Shev and Dan, left at their own. Whether they left early or later depends on which story you go with. The question we're left with is, did we ever hear any Shvatim ever return? Like, whatever happened. Does that mean that anyone living today is from Yehuda, Binyamin, and Levi? Is that the truth, or is that just a myth? And that we will be explaining next year.